Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, the 31st of January, and my title today is How the Spirit Will Transform You. I tell people all the time that the heart of recovering from our sexual brokenness happens when we are being transformed by the Spirit of God. If you are only seeking to stop this highly addictive behavior by striving for abstinence, you may be able to stop for a period of time. However, eventually, you will get worn down. You'll get triggered or are so jacked up that you feel you have to act out. In addiction recovery circles, we call this white-knuckling it. You are trying your very best, only to realize over and over again this is only a temporary state and eventually you will fall. What we need is the desire to be abstinent while at the same time being transformed by the Spirit. Transformation is what God wants to do in your life. It is an internal changing of our hearts and minds done by the Spirit, which changes who we are, and the result of it is changing what we do. For example, I met a man who had set a goal to not have a fall into sexual sin for 1 year, 365 days. He accomplished that goal. He received a one-year chip and promptly fell three times over the next week. And he asked me, John, why did this happen? I told him that he, in his own strength and discipline, was able to say no, but nothing was being changed in his heart and his mind. He was not being transformed. He was white-knuckling it. The Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is God in us. The Holy Spirit is God in us forever. His purpose in our lives is not just to help us say no to sin, but to actually change who we are. When who we are is being changed, what we do will follow. Let me say that again. When who we are is being changed, what we do will follow. So how does that happen? Well, let's start with Romans 12:2, where we find the word transformed. It says there, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Transformation begins when we are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. The word renewing is a word that means something being renovated or made better than it was. So the Spirit wants to transform or renovate our minds by making the way we think different from what it has been. We have trained our minds to desire porn and sexual sin. We have hardwired our brains through repetitive actions to lust, and our minds need to be changed, literally. We need to be changed from our old way of thinking to a God-centered way of thinking. And this transformation will happen by the Spirit, but we need to do our part or it won't happen. The best way to begin this process is by reading and studying the Scriptures. The Bible is the Word of God, and it is living and active and able to cut into our old ways of thinking and teach us what is true. It is pure truth and light, and it is able to cause our dark ways of thinking to become truth and light. The other essential need that we have in order to experience the transformation by the Spirit is to be filled with the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit every day. If we ask Him to fill us, He will, because He's commanded us to ask for that. And to walk in the Spirit is taking the filling of the Spirit into the very actions we do during the day, and we follow His leading in what we think, do, and say. He is in us. He is God in us, and He is in us to transform us, and that happens when we are following His leading and doing His will. So let me ask you a question. Do you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you on a daily basis? If so, are you then listening to Him as you go through your day in the things you do and the work you're trying to accomplish? Even more importantly, do you turn to Him and listen to Him when you see temptation ahead or if you fall into temptation unexpectedly? Listen, ignore Him, and you will continue to do what you have done so often. However, being filled with the Spirit and having Him walk with you through the day and you listening to Him, especially when being tempted, will enable you to continue to be walking in the Spirit and not give in to the desires of the flesh. I'm going to go deeper into this tomorrow. However, spending time learning from the Word of God and even memorizing His Word, being filled with Him daily and walking and listening to Him are the essentials for His transformation of you to take place. This will take you practicing this daily and growing in this slowly. However, you will be being transformed and the desires of the flesh will begin to fade away. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, and goodbye.